Erisin, the Chorakash is on the Tanakama though. But if the Yoni had Erisin first, and then the husband died, that she does not have a right to collect the Mizoinus anyway. So if so, my time, what's the reason why are we Mekel then to let her go and sell the property without waiting for Bezdin? Just to collect the money for Ksuba is not such a big rush. So this the Gemara says two reasons. Omar Ula, first Ula says, Mishum Chinah. There's a Svar Mishum Chinah, we want that the ladies should like men. Agrashi says, in order that they should agree to get married. So you want to have a special chain, a special grace-like, that the men are found in the eyes of the ladies. So if the lady knows that it's easy for her to collect the ksuba, she sees that the men like them, and they'll make it easy for them to collect the ksuba if the time comes when they have a right to collect the ksuba. If the ladies see that it's easy for her to collect the ksuba, they'll agree at the beginning to get married. That's called Mishum Chinah. So therefore, even in Erisin, we want to make it easy for a lady to collect the ksuba. So if the ladies know that even if Chas v'Shalom it happens that her husband dies in Erisin, that she still has a right to collect the ksuba, and she doesn't have to wait till Bezdin sells the fields, but she can sell it herself, so she feels like secured, and therefore she'll agree at the beginning to get married. That's called Mishum Chinah. That's Ulus Svara. Reb Yechanan Amar, a different reason. Lefi she'nodom roitze she'tespaze ishte v'bezdin. A husband doesn't like, wouldn't be his will, that his wife would have to go to Bezdin. Like it's a bush, it's an embarrassment. It's the poor lady gets embarrassed to have to go to Bezdin to collect the money from Bezdin. So it's a swear the husband for sure would not want to have that his wife would have to go to Bezdin. Therefore, even though it's only been Erisin, and then the husband died, and now his wife has a right to collect the ksuba, that for sure it would have been his will that she would not have to go to Bezdin. That's why the Tanakhama says she's allowed to sell her ksuba, sell the property for ksuba, even without Bezdin. Now the Gemara says, my benayu, what's the difference between these two reasons of Ula and Rabbi Yechanan? So Gemara says, a partial nachimina, ikir benayu, there's a difference here, kirusha. What's going to be in the case if a husband gives his wife a get? When a husband gives his wife a get, even in anasuyin, she doesn't have a right to collect mezoinus. The only thing she could collect is a ksuba. So therefore it's like this. Laman diyama mishum chino, if you say the pshafna tamikam riz, why even in Erisin, she has a right to collect the ksuba. Shlei bebezdin, mishum chino, we want to make it nice in the eyes of the ladies, that they should like the men. If so, gerushanami boichein, even though this wife, this lady received a get, but so what? We want all ladies to be found nice in the eyes, that the men should be found nice in their eyes. So therefore, if a lady knows that even if the end the husband will give her a get, she'll be able to collect the ksuba easily, she'll agree at the beginning to get married to him. That's a svar mishum chein. So even the grusha would also be able to collect the ksuba shaloi bifnei bezdin. But laman diyom lefi shein adam roitza, she'tisbaz l'ishta bevezdin. But if you learn this svar, is like Rabbi Yechanan says, that the will of the husband is he would not want his wife to have to be embarrassed to go to bezdin. That's only good if the husband died. In other words, he still liked his wife. But Jerusha, in a case where a husband gives his wife a get, then it doesn't bother him. Like most probably when you give a get, you like hate your wife. So therefore it doesn't bother you if she's going to have embarrassment to go to Bezdin. So this would be an afkamina between Rabbi Yechanan and Ula, if the Jerusha would be able to collect the ksuba, shalei bifnei Bezdin. Nothing more said tonight, we learned like this. Ugrusha loitim chorela bebezdin. Enachnami, a lady that received the get, she only has a right to collect the ksuba from a husband's property if it's sold through Bezdin. She does not have a right to sell it herself. So Mar says now, Bishlei melaman diyoma, lefi sheino adam roisa shetisbaz diishta bebezdin. Bishlei is according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's very good. Kirusha leichbislei, that how come a regular wife has a right to sell the property without Bezdin, because the husband would not want her to be embarrassed. But over here, that she received a get, so the husband doesn't like her anyway, that's why she could only receive the property, she only sell the property in front of Bezdin. But according to Ula, that says the reason is that we want all the ladies to be able to receive the ksuba easily, so they'll agree at the beginning to get married. Even a grusha should also have the svara of chayin. So if so, how come the grusha cannot sell the property to receive the ksuba? Shlei bifnei bezdin? Kurtakasha nula. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you how many Rabbi Shimon he. I'll tell you that it says that a grusha cannot receive she could only get the ksuba if she sells it through Beis Din, Hatei goes according to Reb Shimon's svara. And Reb Shimon says, like in our Mishnah, that any time there's no mezainus involved, you don't have a right to sell without Beis Din. So since the grusha does not receive mezainus, it's good why she can't sell it without Beis Din. For the Gemara, Reb Shimon, if this price goes according to Reb Shimon, Hatoni Lareisha, we learned it already. So, no, yes, if you want to say that goes according to Reb Shimon, Hatoni Lareisha, Reb Shimon said this for already in the beginning of the Mishnah, that Reb Shimon already said, Meneris and Latimcher, that was Reb Shimon's Svara, that if an Isha, where a husband died and they only had Erison together, so since she can't collect the Mezonis, the Lachrish, you can't sell the property only in front of Beis Din. So the same mitzvah applies by Grusha. So Gemara says, no, maybe there's a difference. Maybe from this din of the Mishnah, I will not know the halacha by Grusha. Because I'll say a difference. Madatayim, I could have thought like this. Almona min erisin, in the case where the husband died, and he only had erisin before, hudula nafesh chen didur. There I'll tell you, maybe the chen, since they didn't live together yet, then we say the wife doesn't expect so much from her husband yet. Avul Grusha. But in the case where they live together, they have nesuyin. Just the husband ended up by giving his wife a get, din nafesh chen didur, that since they live together. So there it's a svara that the wife would want to see it easy for herself to receive a ksuba. She would want to have chen, ema tiboy chen. Maybe then even Reb Shimon would agree to say that she has a right to collect the ksuba. Even shalei b'fnei Beis Din, maybe Reb Shimon would also agree to the svara of chen. That's why this brayse has to say, no, that a grusha cannot receive a ksuba only in front of Beis Din. Maybe that's the chiddush. From now, Mishnah alone, we wouldn't know it. That's why Reb Shimon maybe had to say it someplace else, that a grusha is not allowed to receive a ksuba only in front of Beis Din. All right, turn over. So it could still be that this first din that says a grusha cannot receive a ksuba only in front of Beis Din, it's not a kasha anula, because this din is going only according to Reb Shimon. Fret the Gemara, no, it can't go according to Reb Shimon. Because from now, Metanina, we learned this anyway from now, Mishnah. It's like, why does he have to say the second time for? It says now, Mishnah, Kol She'en La Mezoinois. Anytime she does not collect the Amona, cannot collect Mezoinois, then she does not have a right to sell it without Beis Din. So, according to Kashru Vasu Yamai, what does the Mishnah mean to include? Like Reb Shimon already said, Menerisin. And he says, Hu Adin Kol Zaman, there's no Mezoinois. What does he mean to include? Lav Lasuya Grusha. Doesn't he mean to also include a case of a grusha? Lavdavka, she's an amona. Lavdavka min erisin. Even min anasuyin, even if they lived together before. But since the husband now gives his wife a get, so the lochri, she does not receive mezainus, so therefore she does not have a right to collect the ksuba without Beis Din. So if so, the Mishnah said it already, why does Shimon have to say it a second time for? So Mora says, lo, no, maybe that's not Pshat in our Mishnah here. Lasuya megureshes v'ena megureshes. Could be our Mishnah comes to include a case where a husband threw a get to his wife, but it's a suffix, it's a doubt whether the get is really good or not. We have a doubt whether the get was closer to her or closer to him. And Kid Reb Zera, like Reb Zera says, Mura says, Kid Reb Zera. The Yom Reb Zera says, Komo kom she'amru megureshes, v'ena megureshes. Anytime you have such a case like this, where the husband threw a get to his wife, and we have a doubt if she's really megureshes or not, if the get is chal or not. So locher is like this. Baal chayeh b'mezoneseho. Even though it's a suffix, maybe the get really is good. And then, lemaisa, she does not deserve to have mezones. But since there's a suffix, a doubt, maybe the get is no good. And lemaisa, the wife now, she's not allowed to remarry anybody else. So therefore, the husband has to feed her, has to support her, has to give her mezones. But that's only calls them out the husband is alive. Let's say the husband dies. And now it's a shiloh, does the Yisoymim, the people that Yarshin him, do they have to pay him Mezoinus? So then to be Moitzi Mezoinus from the Yarshim, then since it's a Sophic, it's a doubt that maybe Lamaisa the get was a good get. And if the get was a good get, now that the husband died, she is allowed to remarry. I mean, she could remarry anyway. She could remarry anyway now. But I call upon him, there's a doubt that maybe the first get was a good get. And if the first get was a good get, then she does not have a right to collect Mezoinus from the Yarshim. So therefore, from a suffix, she doesn't have a right to get the money from the mezainis. get mezainis from the Yorshim. So maybe that's what our Mishnoni means to include. In the case of a Suffolk Megereshes, that she can't collect Tuxuba. She doesn't get the mezainis, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. But our Koponim is good, why could be Rav Shimon had to say in another Braisa that the Lacha regular Grusha also has no right to collect Tuxuba Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin. So therefore, so far there's no Kasha Anula. Mor says Toshima, come on, bring another proof, like who was right, Ula or Rabbi Yechanan. Toshima says, Kishem Shemacher Shalei Bebezdin, the same way the wife, the Amona, has the right to sell this property for Ksuba, without asking Bezdin, Kach Yosheho Yorshe Ksuboso, Moichem Shalei Bebezdin, even in the case where the Amona dies, and her Yorshim, her kids, or her Mashpacha is coming to collect the Ksuba, so you also have a right to sell the husband's property without going to Bezdin. Not only her Amona, even her Yorshim. This is the kasha now. Bishleim l'man diyom l'fishay nodem reisha shittes bat ishtem bebezdin. Bishleim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the reason is that it was the will of the husband, that he would not want to have to see his wife to go to Bezdin. If so, the svar is, kihecha di'ihi lo nichalei ditis bazei, the same way the husband would not want his wife, the widow, to have to go to Bezdin, it's an embarrassment for him. I tell you, Yosheho namilo nichalei, the livzei. The same way the husband would also not want to see her Yorshim, her kids, or her brother have to go to Bezdin to be embarrassed. So that's why they could collect without going through Bezdin. But Achuras Kasha, according to Ula, it's a special svara. We want ladies to find it nice. The men, that we want to have it nice in the eyes of ladies, what men do. So therefore we want to make it easy for a lady to collect a ksuba. If so, what svara does this apply when the Amona dies and her sons come in Yashin or her brothers come in Yashin? They're not ladies? So if so, there's no chayin there. So how come they have a right to collect a ksuba? Shloi b'fnei bezdin? Kurotakash anula. And yes, the Gemara says no. Tirgum Ula. Ula can answer himself. Kegoin she Yerushasa Bita Oyachosa. We're talking about when the Amona dies now, she only has a daughter left over. So her daughter, it's a girl that's coming to collect the ksuba. Or else she only has a sister. I call upon him, since the girls, and girls are still applying the svar of chayin, we want to make it easy in their eyes to see the way it's easy to collect the ksuba, therefore they'll agree easy to get married. So therefore, there's no kash anula, we don't come out to a clear pshat. What's the reason why they could collect the ksuba shalei b'fnei bezdin? Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be if mochro ksubosa? Let's say an isha, even when she's married to a husband, she wants money, so she sells the ksuba to somebody else, or else she only sold part of the ksuba. What's going to be mishkino ksubosa? Let's say she gave the ksuba away from Ashkin, or else only part of the ksuba she gave away for a mashkin. Or else nosno ksubasa liacher. She gave away her ksuba for a present to somebody else. As if to say, like, even though they're married now, but let's say the husband dies, the husband gives her a gift, this other person has a right to collect the ksuba. Or else she only gave away part of the ksuba. So locher is now loy timcher es hashar ela bebezdin. In such a case, where she sold, let's say, half of the ksuba, so she only has a right now to collect the other half of the ksuba. The halacha is she could only do this but when she sells it through Bezdin. Now she doesn't have a right to collect it for herself to sell the property by herself. Again, the same case, now her husband dies. So now she becomes an amona. Now she wants to collect the rest of the ksuba. So she wants to sell the property. So the halacha is she can't sell the property only in front of Bezdin. The Gemara can explain this goes according to Reb Shimon Shita, because the halacha is that if she received already part of her ksuba, the halacha is that she does not get mezainis anymore. So like Reb Shimon said before, since she doesn't get mezainis, she can't collect her ksuba only in front of Bezdin. That's Reb Shimon Shita, that's the Tana Kama. The Chacham Moim Nechom say no. Moicheresi afilu abo v'chamisha pomin. She has a right to sell even 4 or 5 times. In other words, even though she got paid up the miksas already, she has a right now to still sell the property for a ksuba, the rest of the property, even shlei b'fnei bezdin. Taitu mocheres lemizoynois shlei b'bezdin. Who would then in a case where she did not sell a ksuba at all, so she has a right to get the mizoynois? The same thing, when she sells the property to receive mizoynois, she could do it even shlei b'fnei bezdin. But when she sells the property for her mizoynois, for Kaiseva, she has to write down the Mizainus Machati, that I sold this property for Mizainus. Now, Grusha, the Mishnah says, Lo'etim Chorel Rebezdin. This is what we brought down before, that this is the end of the Mishnah that says, Now, Grusha, where Anisha received the get from her husband, then the law is, if she wants to collect the Ksuba now, she could only sell the property in front of Bezdin. But Shleib if Bezdin, she can't. And that was the two truths from the Gemara before. Either you learn like Rabbi Yechanan that the Svara usually wants to collect the Ksuba is, the husband doesn't want to make his wife be Mevuza. But over here, since she's a Grusha, Mestomer, he hated her, it doesn't bother him to see his wife have to go to Bezdin. Or else, according to Ula, you have to say this goes according to Reb Shimon. So Gemara says now, Masni Simani, who does the Tanakhama Val Mishnah goes like, that says that if she sold half for Ksuba, when she wants to collect the rest of it, she can't sell the property only in front of Bezdin, who goes according to Reb Shimon? The Tanya was not like this. Mochra Ksubasa, where she sold her Ksuba ready when they were still married, or else Mishkin Ksubasa, she made a Ksuba a Mashkin. Also suck Ksubasa Apoitiki, or else she made a Ksuba in Apoitiki that she borrowed money, and she told the person you could collect it from this Ksuba. Is Liacher from another person, Ochra is Ainla Mazinus. She doesn't have a right to get Mazinus anymore. Rabbi Shimon says, Afa Pish Loi Mochra, even though she did not sell it, she only sold half of the ksuba. The locher is of them as an esteho. Even though she sold only part of the ksuba, and she has a right now when the husband dies to collect the rest of the ksuba, but I call upon him mizaynis she doesn't get. So therefore, since she does not get mizaynis, that's the pshana mishnah, that when she sells the property now for the rest of the ksuba, she could only do it in front of Bezdin. Because from Shimon's swear in the Mishnah before was, when could she sell Shlei Biflei Bezdin? Only when she's selling for Mazonis. That's very urgent for her to have the money to live on. But if she's not selling it for the purpose of Mazonis, just for Ksuba, that's not so urgent. If Shimon says she can't sell it only in front of Bezdin. So Gemara wants to explain now, what's the machlokes of Shimon and the Tanakhama? Lamein v'lechur, you want to tell me, to Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon holds, the lo yamrina, we do not say, mixas kesef kol kesef. That a little bit of the kesef is like the whole kesef. Like here, she has the right to receive half of the ksuba. We don't consider as if she has the right to receive whole ksuba to say that she gets mazonis. Therefore, since she sold part of the ksuba ready, so she's only collecting the half, the other half of the ksuba, she does not get mazonis. That's Rav Shimon's svara. So you do not say mixas kesef is kol kesef. And I'll tell you, the Rabbonin that said before, only if she sold the whole ksuba, she doesn't get mazonis. But mashma, if she only sold half of the ksuba, that now she still has to collect half of the ksuba, she gets mazonis. For Rabbonin, Savri, Amrina, we do say, mixas kesef kol kesef. Since she has a right to get half of the ksuba, part of the money, it's considered like the whole thing, that if she calls the man, she doesn't collect the rest of the ksuba after the husband dies, she would have a right to get mazonis. So that's the machlokes, do you say mixas kesef? A little bit of the money that she still has a right to collect for ksuba, is that considered like she has a right to collect the whole ksuba or not? Because when she becomes an amon and she didn't collect the ksuba at all yet, everybody agrees she has a right to get mazonis. Machlokes is where she collected half of the ksuba, and she only has a right to collect the other half, does she get mazonis or not? So Mari has the kasha, hoyitcha shamin in law. We hear just the opposite from this verse. The Tanya will not like this. The Pasuk says by a Kohen Gadol, for who Isha Bifsuleho. A Kohen Gadol, when he gets married, he's only allowed to marry a Nara, and an Isha that has Bisulim. So we dash him Pratla Bageris. He can't even marry a girl when she's 12 and a half years old. When she's a Bageris already, a Kohen Gadol can't marry her anymore. Shekolu Bisuleho. Because she doesn't have a complete Bisulim. The Messiah said that when a girl becomes older, she loses part of her Bisulim. So since she doesn't have a complete Pesulim, the Kohen Gadol can't marry her. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Hazat HaChachamin. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirin, Babageris. They all know a Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry a Bageris. So who you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, that a Mixas Pesulim, since the Bageris Lamaisa, she did not live with a man yet. So she still has a Pesulim. Just part of it went away already. So you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, the mixas, the little bit of psulim that's left by her, is considered like she's still called the whole psula. And therefore, Kohen Gadol isn't allowed to marry her. And according to Ramei, like our home, we see just the opposite. That when she's missing a little bit of psulim, it's considered like she doesn't have any more psulim. So Mora says, no, I tell you, Hosam the Kroi Pligi. Over there, by Kohen Gadol, it's not a machlokes in Svara, it's a machlokes Haradashim Sukim. that Rameya holds really Pesula, when the Torah just says the word Pesula, true. Afilu Miksas Pesulim. It would even be Mashma a little bit Pesulim would also be called good. Because Meikar HaSvara Rameya holds, Achom holds, a little bit is like the whole thing. But here the Torah says Pesulel, it says an extra Yud. So in the extra Yud Vidashen, Adika Kula Pesulim. That a Kohen Gadol could only marry a Nara when she has a complete Pesulim. Then the Pesulim says an extra Beis, Bibsuleha. That we darshan b'kadark in shaloi kadarka loy. She's only also to a kohen gadol if another man live with her kadarka, like grokub zulim. But if another man live with this girl when she's a nara, shaloi kadarka, not in the right manner, not in the right way, the other way, that did not break up zulim to the back. So then we say she's still mutter to a kohen gadol. That's where Rameya darshans. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Savri, they say no. That they hold Meikar HaSvara is Besula. When the Torah would have just said the word Besula, that a Kohen Gadol could only marry a Besula, a girl that has Besulim, I would have said Shleima Mashma. But that's so Shimon Savra. Miksas a little bit Besulim is not called like she has Besulim. So the Torah says Besula, I would have thought it means she has to be a complete Besula. But now the Torah says the word Bisuleho with an extra Yud, it comes to teach us that Afilu Miksas Besulim, even though the girl is already a Bageris, that part of a Besulim I'm missing already. But I call upon him, since she still has a Miksas Besulim, that's enough. A Kohen Gadol is still allowed to marry her. Then the Pesuk says the extra Beis, Bibsuleho.